10 o'clock would put ash on for 9 o'clock nights.
Good.
And I would assume you want Ken Cole to sit in there?
Nope. No, Ken Cole should be with him, yeah. I mean, I understand this is a budget trade on the matter, this is that Ken's going to do it like a non-voting.
Oh, well, if he wants to be on, fine, fine.
Doing departure, I understand the first thing he'll be going.
Not be going?
He'll be going. Oh, yeah, sure, the whole family, next whole family, all right. Would you like Rose to go or anyone, or are you going to go to the island?
Like to go. I don't plan any work at all this time. Say that really the president says that she'd like to go, delighted to have her, but that, maybe she'd like to take Claudia down or something. She'd like to go and take Claudia down with her. We, you know what I mean? It's not something where I want her to feel she hasn't. She's going to work, and frankly, I'm not going to be able to entertain her. So when I say Rose, the president says, if you want to take off 3 or 4 days, this might be a nice thing for you to take Claudia down and go.
Goes without saying, you all know that you can get a little time off. Asking you to go and raise an advance.
It's going to come out all right.
Okay, sir.
I got the vice president on a bit of a piece. Get him off his ass. Start doing a little work, you know. Poor guy, he doesn't, he's so kind of dumb the way he talks to people. He doesn't realize how the press will distort it. And he says, you know, when he gets out there that he thinks the Watergate's a terrible thing and all that sort of stuff. Well,
when he should have spoken up when he had the opportunity.
And a cabinet meeting.
A cabinet meeting?
Huh?
So, I think he was in public forum the last couple of days.
Never said a word.
My knowledge, he didn't.
Well, I gave it to him today a little.
He could have said something in the cabinet meeting.
Huh?
He could have said something in the cabinet meeting with bipartisan energy meeting this morning.
Bipartisan meeting, I don't think there was much he could say. But the cabinet meeting, the guy should have just left Congress and put poor little Ann Armstrong, Roy, and Bush. Good God, where the hell is he? Why didn't he speak up? Right, it was a good lesson to him, and a good lesson to him. Well, we're going to give a few lessons around here now. The shop, I think, needs a little of that. What do you think?
Yes, sir, I'd like to see the Cohesion Group.
What's coming?
He says, we've got somebody, I don't know whoever it is, there's some leaks someplace around this place.
The leaks? I think it's Carmen. If somebody leaked out that FBI, I think that I was, well, that was the worst thing. FBI man out in front of Bob Holland's office. What do you think? I was so shocked. I just was enraged.
We questioned the first time we saw him this morning.
Somebody's leaking.
No, sir. Well, I don't know how that word got out. Perhaps someone saw it. I don't know how the press would have seen it. Good, loyal staff.
The Hall of Scarlet, that's why.
rough time. I think we're going to win. We're going to have a couple more stormy seas.
For sure, that would be a crap on us.
That's the time to, I think, for all of us, you know, low-level people, just to hit tight, cohesive group. There are guys like Dick Howard, you may not know, but he's a strong individual. Thank you.